to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Okay, we're back. This is Michael Herzog substituting for John Stadtmiller, who's got some kind of a bug and has been out for a few days. Listen, I want to take a moment at the top of the hour here and remind you folks that headaches stay gone. I mean, all these people around here are just raving about it. And I haven't had headaches, so I haven't tried it. But all the people that I'm hearing, and these are credible people, say this really works. So if you have a headache, if you know somebody that has a headache, if you know somebody that has migraine headaches, I would advise you to call 1-800-327-0727. And or go to the website. It's www.headachestaygone.com. Okay, now getting back to the show. Dalton is calling back. Dalton is back on a – I hope he's on a landline now. Dalton, go ahead. You're on. Hello.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, buddy. Go ahead.
Excellent. My first point I'd like to make is I was listening to – I can't get you around Nashville. I have to get further out.
Mm-hmm.
But in Nashville, I was listening to public radio, and they were talking about Abate and how successful they are. And they've rolled back a lot of these laws in most of the states as far as having to wear a helmet. Personally, I think you're nuts to get on a motorcycle without a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the public ought to have to pick up the tab on these folks if they choose to do that, but I certainly support their right to not wear one. Just don't make me pick up the tab.
Well, tell me this. Does the public pick up the tab when somebody doesn't wear a helmet?
Well, what they say is most of them are not that well insured, and when it runs up, when it runs out, it goes to Medicare or whatever. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what they were saying.
Well, first of all, nobody's going to get Medicare unless they're on over 65, or unless they're disabled. Okay.
I don't know. That's what they were saying.
Okay, go ahead.
My point is, they don't have a right to defend us from ourselves, from our own stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a proper role function of government. But my point is, the methodology that they have used to roll back this stuff needs to be applied in other places. And as far as the boycotts, the National Animal ID Act would be a prime place to start boycotting these states that ratify that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
People should let them know, hey, I'm not coming to your Nazi state, and this is why.
Right. If we get enough people to do that, then things might change.
But you got to get them aware.
Right. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, it goes back to square one. The way to make the thing that really concerns me, and remember, I'm just like you, Dalton. I've been a listener for RBN for a long time. And yes, I had a radio show in KFNX, but I've been an avid listener to RBN. And the thing that bothers me about listening to this station and knowing what I have done for the truth movement, I know that if everybody just got up and told one person and just kindly pestered them, and one told two, told four, okay, then things would change, but we have to educate them first.
Right. And people have to have just a tiny bit of guts.
Right. That's true.
I went to a gun show not too long ago, and in the back of the place they had a booth with two people from the ATF telling them all the hoops they had to jump through. Okay?
Yeah.
And I got up in their face, and I said things to them at a fairly loud level where other people could see what I had done.
What was the reaction?
Oh, their reaction was shock and disbelief, and they shut right up and wouldn't say anything. Because basically I told them that their agency was unconstitutional, and they were traitors to their country.
I agree. All right. Well, we got to go to a break. Dalton, I appreciate you calling back. Okay, I got to take a break, and then I've got a bunch of news I've got to cover. But honestly, I appreciate you calling in, and keep listening. Okay.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, we're back. This is Michael Herzog substituting for John Stadtmiller, who happens to be out with a bug. This is the National Intel Report, and I want to remind you that you can pick us up on shortwave at 12.18, or the second hour is 50.50. And you can also pick us up online at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, I was just handed this a few minutes ago by Marcus. And this is funny because how many of you out there have heard about this new coin, the dollar, the George Washington dollar? I know they had the Susan B. Anthony, but now they've come out with a George Washington dollar. I'm looking at a picture of it here that looks like George Washington's got a hangover. But aside from that, I find this really curious. Now, I don't know what they're trying to do here. I don't know whether whether nobody wants to use it and they're trying to up the circulation or whatever. But let me read this to you. It's pretty short. And maybe you can give me some input on it. Let's see. Philadelphia, March 7th. An unknown number of new George Washington dollar coins were mistakenly struck without their edge inscriptions, including the In God We Trust, and made it past inspectors and into circulation, the U.S. Mint said Wednesday. A coin expert estimated that at least 50,000 George Washington presidential dollar coins in circulations are missing the In God We Trust inscription. So that's the extent of it. Now, from what I've heard about this, which isn't much, and by the way, I've never seen one, but what I've heard about it is that nobody wants them. Okay, it's no different than the Susan B. Anthony coin that nobody wanted. And I don't know exactly why they're trying to put this into circulation, but it would seem to me like the reason why that they, I think that they deliberately omitted the In God We Trust just to try to incorporate some enthusiasm into the coin. So people would think, well, if I get one without it, maybe it'll be worth more than a dollar. And that brings me to this, okay? Now, I don't know how many of you out there, and I find this as curious because, first of all, I don't know what it, I've never seen one of these dollars, but I know it's not made out of silver. It's got to be made out of some kind of junk, nickel, copper, something, okay? So, with that in mind, here they are, they're promoting this, and they're telling you that they didn't put the In God We Trust, and they've put it out on the market, and they're trying to get you to pay some attention to it. On the other side of the coin, we have what is called the Liberty Dollar. Now, I don't know about you folks, but the Liberty Dollar was put out by a place called Norfed. These are an actual silver dollar. The actual, I think it's 99.46 one-hundredths of an ounce silver. It's the same amount of silver that our Constitution says that is a real dollar. And so Norfed, in competing with the Fed, put out these Norfed dollars so for us to use, and they're real money. I mean, silver, it actually has an intrinsic value other than these Federal Reserve notes that we use, which have no backing whatsoever. What I find ironic about this is, see, when I was turned on to Norfed about a year ago, I got all excited about it, and I thought, well, I'm going to be a distributor for Norfed, blah, 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 and I went out and I bought 100 of these. Okay, I bought 100 of these silver coins that were, you know, I bought them for I don't remember what it was, but immediately after I bought them, they doubled. They recalled them and they doubled it. Instead of a $10 face value, it became a $20 face value. So I thought, my gosh, I doubled my money already. Well, guess what? The Feds, after quoting Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve saying, so be it. They've all said, yeah, okay, they knew about the Norfed, blah, 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 blah. And they said they figured that they weren't going to be able to compete with them anyway. All of a sudden, they turn around about, what, 2-3 months ago, and they outlawed it. They made it a felony to carry or to spend a Norfed silver dollar, which indeed is worth, and it has a face value on it of $20, but even spot price, and I don't know, I haven't listened to Robbie Noel or Jeffrey Bennett today, but I'm imagining spot price on a piece of silver is probably around $13 today, somewhere around there, but it's actually worth $13. Our Federal Reserve note is worth nothing. It's worth what they have convinced you to believe it's worth. Okay, because there is no gold or silver that's backing that money. Yet they make it a felony for us to carry this little silver coin. So I got 100 of them. I don't know what to do with them. And guess what? No, I'm not going to tell you the first caller gets one for free because they're still mine. And I know I can take them down to the silver dealer and get 13 bucks a piece. We got a caller on the line, Richie from Louisiana. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, Mark, doing a great show, man. You called out for some critique earlier.
And, yes.
I think you're doing great. I didn't expect to hear you this afternoon, but it sounds like a good show, and you're pretty provocative and making us think out here.
You know, I wasn't expecting to hear me either, but yeah, that's John, full of surprises. But, you know, I guess this is probably his form of an interview, is just to throw me to the wolves and see what happens.
Well, I'm not too vicious. You know, something you just said about those new dollars, this is just kind of off the cuff here. You know, as far as using their currency, their Federal Reserve monetary value, or I guess the government does strike the coinage in America still, huh?
I'm not. You know what? I'm not 100% sure about that, Richie. I don't know whether it's them or whether it's the Federal Reserve.
No, I think the coin is still the U.S. government issues that money.
Okay.
But as far as it goes, you know, we're still using their system. I like to use those little dollars. You know, I think they're fun to use and to have in your pocket and. You know, something's $2 or $3 at the store. You flick those out on the counter, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, but you know what, Richie? I mean, when's the last time you put one of those dollars out on the counter, and the cashier didn't ask you what it was?
I'll tell you what my experience is. They want them.
Okay.
People that I'll do that with, they'll go, man, look at this. These are cool. You don't get a lot of these, and they'll say they want them for themselves. So,
well, you know what I do? I'll take the Liberty dollars out, and you know I'll go into a restaurant. I'll go into have an adult beverage or whatever, and I'll use it as a tip for the waitress. You know,
tip. Have you Can you use that out in the you know?
Well, you can use it. You could use it up to 3 months ago, and the federal government turned around and outlawed them. They call it, they say it's a felony now. Before they said it was okay, but then they saw that NorFed was going to be able to really compete with them, and they said, "Oh, we can't handle that. We can't play fair. It's a felony now if you use it."
So, is it a crime to possess them?
I'm not sure about that. I hope not.
Yeah, because you've got a little investment in there.
I was going to say, I've got a little bit of money in it, and if they kick my door in, if it's a felony to possess it, you know, I'm committing about 100 felonies.
Wait a minute. That's because it's a commodity, and you did hit it on the nail. Silver is at $13 right now.
Is it? I haven't looked. I've been on the road for a couple of days, so I don't know.
But it's a commodity, and I mean, it seems like the charge would be counterfeiting then, but it's silver, and it's still traded as such.
Yeah, so in that respect, I would assume that as long as you keep them and you don't spend them or try to spend them, then there's no law against that.
Well, you could probably, like you said, redeem them if you go to, you know, your coin dealer or if you deal with a broker for that stuff.
Right, yeah.
You know, just to touch on what you were saying, spreading the word, you did encourage me some. Because I became lackadaisical in this movement and telling people about it, and it's just like your girlfriend. They're too dumb to even know what you're talking about, and it gets frustrating after a while trying to be the lone voice in the wilderness crying out, you know?
Well, especially when people look at you like you're crazy.
Of course, you're insane if you believe in the Constitution or the fact that you can see that you have been enslaved in your very lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's right, the reality to the common American, for that matter, really doesn't have the intellectual capacity nor the way of life. They're quite content being taken care of.
Oh, I agree. Hey, listen, good thoughts, Richie. I have to let you go. I've got other callers on the line.
Dominating the line. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay, buddy. But, hey, listen, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your critique, okay? Hello, let's go to Vince in Montana. Vince, you're on.
Hello, am I live?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're doing good. Just keep breathing, and everything's going to be all right.
Okay.
I was going to tell you something about the coinage.
Mm-hmm.
They've long had the goal of replacing dollar bills with coins for the purpose of vending machines. They could get one that was widely accepted. I guess it's a lot cheaper to build a coin recognition device than it is to build a bill recognition device. So this will lower the cost for vending machines if they can get a coin accepted widely.
I see. Okay, well, that would make it worthwhile then, I guess.
Okay, and another thing is as far as coins go, the U.S. government still mints gold and silver coins. I mean, you still get your eagles.
Right,
they're still
yes.
minted by them, which are worth enormously more. And I've never really understood the implications of demanding payment in this government coinage for, you know, say a property transaction or something.
Uh-huh.
I'm learning a little bit more about having a social security number and coinage and money and accepting the number and all that stuff. But I was going to just read you something that's kind of interesting. You might find interesting.
Okay, how long is it?
It'll take me about 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Try to speed it up. I got other callers, Vince. So go ahead though. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway,
just hold on a second. What's that?
In Montana, they just passed a House Joint Resolution 25, and what it does is it basically announces opposition to any kind of a North American Union, and it passed on a vote of 95-5, and it basically opposes any North American Union and any North American transportation, like the Trans-Texas Corridor. Kind of.
Right, yeah.
So clear up here, we're opposing it, and I wonder when the people in Texas are going to run something through their legislature.
Well, you know, I've seen some positive things happening. You know, there are certain states that are putting through legislation to try to impeach George Bush, and I don't know. You know, we're in this fight on a daily basis, and there's times I feel like we're winning, and there's times I just want to throw my hands up in the air, like after I had coffee with that one girl, and I feel like I'm losing, so I don't know. But anyway, listen, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the critique, Vince, and let's go to Bill in Texas. Bill, you're on the air with Michael.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was listening to your conversation about the NorFed silver coin.
Yes.
And the reason I believe that they're illegal, and I believe it's correct, actually, the determination, is because I thought right from the beginning NorFed made a mistake by putting the word dollar on their coin.
Mm-hmm.
If they had put an ounce Put it in weight instead of a dollar, they'd have been fine.
Okay, excuse me, Bill, we've got to go to a break.
Yeah, when we come back, I can explain.
Okay, I'll hold you over. Okay, all right, thanks. Be back in a few.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back. This is the National Intel Report, and Michael Herzog substituting for John Stadtmiller, who's a bit under the weather. You can say a quick prayer for him. Hopefully he'll be back shortly. Anyway, we were talking about the coins, Norfed, with Bill in Texas. Bill, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, thank you. Just glancing right now at the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8 says that the Congress shall coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures.
Okay.
So Congress is charged with the duty of establishing the mints to, for the people to coin the gold and silver they take to those mints.
Right, but they gave up that, I mean, right. Excuse me, they're coining, maybe they're still, you know, using, they're coining the little dollars and so forth, but the paper money.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah.
If you indulge me for 1 minute
to
finish my thought, I think you'll be with me on this. Then Article 1, Section 10 says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender of payment in debts. So Congress is charged with coining the money. The states can't coin the money, but they have to use the money. And if Congress doesn't do its duty and coin the money, which it is not doing, that's when the people can use foreign coin.
Okay.
So if NorFed had made their coin and not put the dollar on it, or made it a foreign coin and used some other word other than dollar, it would not have been illegal. But see, in the Coinage Act of 1792, they established what a dollar it was, and that's never been amended. A dollar is a silver coin of 371.25 grains of silver.
Right. Well, that's about what's in a
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
See, so if they're going to use the word dollar on a silver coin, then they have to make sure that there's 371.25 grains of silver per dollar.
Well, tell me this, Bill.
Yes.
Okay. Can I sneak into a coin dealer and get spot price for it?
Oh, sure.
Is it a felony?
No. See, you can they'll melt it down. But the problem is, what NorFed should have done is put 1 ounce pure silver.
Well,
and then it wouldn't have been illegal. But the problem was they used the word dollar on there, and a dollar is
okay. I got you. They used the word dollar, but they did use 1 ounce of pure silver, right? Unless
yes,
they lied to me.
And they should have left the word dollar off of it and just put a half ounce of silver or a quarter ounce of silver or an ounce of silver, and it wouldn't have been illegal.
Okay, I got you. All right. Well, no, the only thing I was concerned about is if I was driving along feloniously, you see, with these things in the car. And I use them for tips, and in my world, I educate people. Everywhere I go, I don't care whether it's a waitress or whether it's my barber, it doesn't matter where I go, I'm always trying to educate people on something. Anywhere, whether it's NorFed, whether it's the Trans-Texas Corridor, whether it's vaccination, it doesn't matter what it is. But I will lead into something, okay, because I always plant a seed wherever I go. It may sprout, it may not, okay? But that's what we all have to do, okay?
Sure.
All right, well, listen, Bill.
Let me make one recommendation for you. I would recommend that you take the NorFed 1 ounce silver coins and trade them in on 1 ounce silver round bullion coins that don't have the word dollar on them, and then for sure you're not doing anything illegal.
Well, right, but they wouldn't do that on an even trade. They'd want their vigorish on it.
No, if it's an ounce of gold, an ounce of silver for an ounce of silver, they may very well do that.
Oh, well, okay. All right, well, we'll see if I can do that. All right, thank you, Bill. I appreciate the input.
Okay.
And, you know, critique me. How am I doing, Bill?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, moving right along. Now, here's what, let's get off the subject of the coin. If somebody calls in with the coins, okay. The only thing that I wanted to be made aware of is that I'm not being felonious in carrying around a silver coin. And if I can take it in and trade it in, that's fine. Okay, now, here's an article. Now, I don't, you know, folks, this one aggravates me. And I know what's behind this, and I wanted to get some input on this one from some of the people out there, because this aggravates me. Now, I know that there's a lot of Christians that listen to this network. I know there's a lot of non-Christians. It doesn't really matter what faith or denomination you are. When I see that the powers that be are attempting to undermine a particular political or a particular religious belief, that aggravates me. So I'm going to read this to you, and I'd like to, if anybody would like to comment on it, give me a call. It's 1-800-313-9443. But here's an article by Harmony Grant, and the title of the article is "Defame Jesus, Win Awards, Criticize Jews, Go to Jail." Now, remember, you know, I'm not one of these talk show hosts that's pro or con that, you know, I think the Jews are, it doesn't, 9/11, there were some criminal elements in the government that I believe were behind it. It could have been, you know, a number of different agencies. I won't point a finger at one religion, all right? And I don't expect them to point a finger at the Christian religion. So let me read this to you, and then hopefully I can get some input from you guys. It says, last Easter, the NBC gave airtime to Freemason and Christ basher Michael Bagent, whose work helped inspire the Da Vinci Code. This year, the elite media fires another Lenten missile at Christians at the start of the 40-day period before the resurrection of our Lord. On Sunday, the Discovery Channel aired The Lost Tomb of Jesus, followed by a roundtable discussion led by no less than Ted Koppel. The documentary was also shown on Channel 8 in Israel. Created by a religious Jew, Simcha Jacobovici, It argues for the Talmud's vengeful myth that Christ was not bodily resurrected and that he had a sex partner and a child. Now, I'm not finished with this article. We've got a break coming up. I want you to stick with me. I'll continue after the break. And remember, we're tuned to the Republican Broadcasting, RepublicBroadcasting.org. Yes, I got you, Marcus. Thank you very much. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Main, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. This is Michael Herzog substituting for John Stadtmiller, the National Intel Report. Now, I was on an article here regarding defamed Jesus win awards, criticized Jews go to jail. And I want to read the last sentence of this second paragraph. It says that, created by a religious Jew, Simcha Jacobovici, it argues for the Talmud's vengeful myth that Christ was not bodily resurrected and that he had a sex partner and a child. The film's attack on the Christian faith has been denounced by serious scholars and archaeologists, including Professor Amos Cloner, who oversaw the tomb's original 1980 dig and says the supposed, quote, new evidence that the tomb was Christ's is not serious. The work was called a publicity stunt by one of America's foremost archaeologists, William Deaver. Despite this, the film got a glowing review from NBC's Today Show, which also oohed and awed over The Da Vinci Code last year, another anti-Christ film and book heavily promoted by Jews. See Jews Behind The Da Vinci Code. Okay, that's in parentheses. Jewish New York Times writer Lori Goodstein wrote, "In recent years, audiences have demonstrated a voracious appetite for books, movies, and magazines that reassess the life and times of Jesus. And there's already a book timed to coincide with this documentary." Now, I'm not going to read any further here, but I'm going to tell you what bothers me about this. I don't, as a human being, as an American, and as an integral kind of guy, I don't point a finger at any religion. If you want to be a Jew, if you want to be a Muslim, if you want to be a Christian, if you want to be a Hindu, it really doesn't make any difference to me, okay? If you're a nice person, I'll like you. If you do something bad to me, I won't like you. But what bothers me, folks, is when other people turn around and create things like this, and they start to demean a particular religion. Now, I'm not in church. I was in church. I was a young people's leader and a musician in a church. And it was kind of I'm not going to tell you what religion it was, but it was kind of dogmatic. And I fell away from that church back in 1975. Okay. But I still stuck with the fact that I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. I believe he was resurrected from the dead. Okay. That's my personal belief. You don't have to believe it. I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong if you don't believe it. I'm not going to tell you you're right. I'm not going to tell you you're going to hell if you believe it or not. Okay? It doesn't really make any difference. My point is this, is that when somebody comes on here and starts trying to plant seeds, and that's all this is, folks. This is somebody. This is a criminal faction. This is a devious faction that is trying to plant seeds into the Christian community that the God or the Lord of which is being worshipped here was a liar. And I'm sorry. That bothers me. If anybody has a comment on that, welcome to hear from you. By the way, we have a call online. It's Marianne from Arkansas. Marianne, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Just one opinion from one listener, okay? Kudos, you're doing great.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, and I really do hope John Stadmiller will be feeling better soon. And on my call, I just want to make a couple of comments and get off and listen. First of all, I'm reminded of the song that comes from the movie Smoking the Bandit. We've got a long way to go, and we've got a short time to get there.
Right, that's true. Yes.
Lots and lots of people doing lots and lots and lots of good things. But there's egos and there's groups and there's this and there's that, and I don't see a lot of cohesiveness, and I don't see where we all need to belong to one thing. But I do see a need for communication from group leaders to group leaders who can pass communication along their lines so that if we did want to all stay home from work on a Monday, we could let everybody know that's the plan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And another thing is the muscle that would enforce some of the New World Order stuff comes through the military and the police, and we've got to reach these people. And there's a great thing coming up, and I heard about it through John Stadmiller, talking about Heartland USA Party, and they're having a summit this summer in Kansas, if you've heard of it, Greg Evanson. And they're having Debbie Kidd just did a wonderful article, and it's on the News with Youth website.
Okay.
But anyway, could you give your contact information so we could email you and hang in there?
My contact information, you mean my email address?
Right.
Oh, yeah, it would be discerner, as in spiritually prophetic.
Yes, sir, no. I got
discerner that. 12,000, that's 12000@yahoo.com.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. And I do want to thank the RBN. To my mind, RBN and John Stadmiller and the group, the team, are one of the, they're on the cutting edge of what's going on. They make available their archives at no charge, and that makes it available for us not only re-listen, but also to refer things to individuals we think they might be interested in give them a link and make it easy for them to make to get that information as well.
Well, Marianne, but, yes, this is a great network, and not only am I here actually being tested for a talk show host spot, but I'm an avid listener. I listen to most of the program every day. And
right.
I'm talking about from John Stadtmiller to Frank Whalen. These are good guys, and these guys really are integral, and they speak the truth, and they want to make a difference. And that's why I'm after people to just make an effort. Go out and talk to somebody and get them to listen to us.
They're
okay?
A great thing. And one, there's another new host that's come on Saturdays, and his name is Tommy Crier.
Right, he's an attorney, yes.
Yes, and you touched on a very critical thing. These laws that are now becoming, unknown to us, becoming criminal, that's serious, and that can get us into trouble and cost us a price we don't want to pay.
Right, it cost me some money.
Well, okay, and what we've got to do is we've got to get on some real knowledge in, you know, how to deal in the courts. And how to learn the sovereign, you know, thing, the UCC thing, and then like Ed Brown's doing, he's on the front burner.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a great job, Ed Brown, Fred
right.
Smart. So anyway,
well, we got our work cut out for us. Yeah.
My great thanks to John Stadtmiller and everybody that's doing the job, and I'm glad to see you going to be on board. God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless all of us.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you for the call.
Yes,
we'll go to
sir.
Frank in Louisiana. Frank, how you doing?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Listen, about the thing with the, they came out with Jesus and the ossuary and the bones in it.
Right, yeah.
I read an interesting article in my local newspaper last week. Of course, they don't tell you about this, but the curator of the Israeli Museum said this was nothing but another cheap trick.
Mm-hmm.
And the nation of Israel is filing charges against the guy who sold this ossuary, because he was known to associate with guys who were dealing in archaeological frauds. And, of course, I didn't see the thing on Discovery Channel or whatever, but this character out of Hollywood, where else would he be out of? You know,
James Cameron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is like Martin Scorsese with his movie, and they'll do anything, these Antichrist people. But this was predicted, you see. This was prophesied that this had to happen at the end. You know, that there would be a falling away in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
and then the man of sin would be revealed. Now, it's important to remember this, and I think it's verse 11 in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The great St. Paul said that for this reason, God would send them strong delusion, and that reason was, it was said, because they wouldn't accept the Christ that God sent into the world. So, you have the scriptures, the old King James Version of the Bible, the great King James Version, which is the Textus Receptus, as received from the apostles. It is a tremendous work of art, and it, not to mention its theological basis, is which is the main point. So you can either believe the scriptures or you can believe this trash, this Antichrist trash coming out of Hollywood, who doesn't believe anything, but the only God they worship is, like St. Paul said, their belly. That's all they worship.
I agree with you.
It's garbage.
Yeah, just articles like this just really aggravate me, and I agree with you, Frank. Listen, I got to run. Okay, I got other callers calling in, but I appreciate your call, Frank. Honestly, okay. I do, and keep listening, buddy. Okay.
Okay, my man.
All right, thank you. Go to James in Texas. James, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Just love that fellow Frank. He just hit it, boy, right square on the head. You know, strong delusions.
Uh huh.
You know, this is. Just grace and peace to you, first of all. You know, just don't worry about this thing that's happening. Everybody else, just sit back and relax. This is not something that takes the Lord by surprise, or it's not taking God by surprise, and you shouldn't be surprised at it either. It's just one of those things that's going to come, and it has to come in order to separate that last little bit of separation that's going on.
No, you're right. You got a good point, James. It just aggravates me when I see these kind of things on here. And, you know, it just makes you wonder who is behind this. And
well, it does, because Satan is behind it. And it's aggravating to you and me both, because we know that honest, sincere people that are still searching, they've got that emptiness in their heart, are being fed this stuff, and they're missing it. And if I could just throw this out, if everybody would just take a hold of, and you really want to know what the gospel is, go look at Colossians, just the first two chapters of Colossians, and see what God and see what Christ has done, and let that sink in, and let it really sink in, because there isn't any part for a man or a woman to do when you see what they did. And with that in your heart, you'll turn around and you'll realize all this stuff that's been foisted upon us, come down through the ages, through the Vatican, which is just the most blasphemous place of Antichrist activity that you can think of right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go on record as saying that those who have instigated this thing are being, you know, directed and guided by the Vatican. If you look at the book, sometime you just go download the book, Rulers of Evil, and take a look at what that gentleman has researched there, and it's all documented, all resourced, information. It's just amazing how this is all playing out just like he wrote it. I mean, it's amazing.
No, I agree with you. I've read the Bible, and there's a lot of, I mean, you know, it's all coming into vision, and it is interesting to see how it plays out. It's not fun. Sometimes it's a little bit scary, but it is interesting, you know. Well, listen, James, I've got to move on here. I've got a bunch of stuff more to cover, and I don't have a lot of time to get there. It's like the
Bless
girl,
you, brother.
It's like the caller that called in before. What was it? A long way to go and a short time to get there. All right, but thanks for the call, James. I appreciate it. Okay, moving right along, let's get off of that subject, and we've got a mishmash coming up with another subject. I cannot end any show, and even John Stadtmiller's show, and we've got a few minutes left, time for maybe another caller or two. We've got a break coming up shortly, but I couldn't resist pulling this one off the internet when I was you know, searching around trying to find articles to cover. It's by another host. Actually, it's Frosty Wooldridge, who has a show on a couple, 3 days a week on RBN. And I want to thank Frosty for allowing, you know, for writing this so I could read it for him. The title is United States Truckers Screwed by Bush. President Bush announced that Mexican truck drivers will be allowed on America's highways within 60 days. Soon he'll announce that Mexican drivers will, quote, do the jobs that American truckers won't do, unquote. Now, let's see, where have I heard that before? I think John McCain, I'm from Arizona, remember? So McCain was in Arizona talking about offering $50 an hour for, you know, normal Americans to be pulling cotton or corn or whatever it was. I forgot. And he said nobody would do it because the Mexican people would do the jobs that Americans don't want to do. What fascinates me about that, I don't want to go off on a diatribe or tangent about this, but I find it interesting that 30 years ago when I used to pull up to a McDonald's, or a Burger King or whatever, there were always high school students at the drive-up window, okay? Now I can't find one that speaks English. And then they want to turn around and make me speak Spanish and make that the official language? Let me continue. So, do the jobs that American truckers won't do. How many ways can an American president screw his own citizens? On Bush's watch, America's poor suffer job losses in landscaping, construction. Now listen to this, folks. They suffer job losses in landscaping, construction, drywall, hotel, restaurant, lawn mowing, retail, fast food, roofing, taxi, and dozens of other trade. On Bush's watch, outsourcing, insourcing, and offshoring work cost American citizens a million jobs. On Bush's watch, America's manufacturing sector lost 3 million jobs. On Bush's watch, over 10 million illegal aliens crossed our borders in 6 years. On Bush's watch, hundreds of thousands of killers, drug dealers, rapists, and child molesters roam free in America. Now President Bush drives his serrated knife into the heart of the American truckers. Why? Soon Mexican truck drivers will undercut the wages of all American truckers, just like Mexicans destabilize wages from construction workers, roofers, landscapers, and other trades. This is a reality check from a man who has driven the big rigs across 48 states. As a teacher in the 1970s, my salary at $5,400 a year at that time barely kept me above the poverty line. Each summer for 24 years, I loaded, drove 1,500 to 2,000 miles across America, and unloaded for United Van Lines. I busted my hump. I worked 70 to 100 hours a week. Don't tell the DOT I earned four times as much money in 3 months as I made in 9 months teaching math and science. What did I discover? American truckers consist of the finest, most dedicated, and outstanding professionals in the world. Their office is America's Interstates. They've got to be 100% perfect 10 hours a day as they drive 40,000 pounds of freight down the expressway. Breaker 1-9, you got the rubber ducky here. What's your 20? Remember that? CB radios make up their communication network. They listen to country and western music, wear cowboy boots and baseball caps. Truckers fill your life with food, clothing, cars, gasoline, mail, and everything else. American moves by as a teacher and a trucker. You need to know what I know. Oh, excuse me. I missed something. America moves by trucks. I still carry my CDL. As a teacher and trucker, you need to know what I know. The average Mexican trucker tops out with a sixth grade education in a foreign language with third world educational standards. For starters, 63% of Mexico's 104 million people remain illiterate. What does a sixth grader think about? Mostly me, now and perhaps recent recess in 10 minutes. They lack critical thinking skills and cognitive reasoning of an adult. That means that Bush allows thousands of substandard, uneducated Mexican truck drivers on America's highways at 70 miles an hour carrying 40,000 pounds of freight. It means that every accident they cause will leave American families as collateral damage. Now, I don't know about you, but this bothers me. There's a lot of things I'm reading here today that bother me. I think I've got a break coming up. When I come back after the break, I'm going to read what you can expect by Bush allowing all of these Mexicans coming over here, driving their trucks. The Longshoremen's Union is going to be hit hard because we're not going to be receiving freight as we do now in San Diego from the Chinese. It's going to go to, Laredo? No, excuse me, some little town in Mexico where they're going to ship it up through the Trans-Texas Corridor. The Teamsters Union is going to get hard hit and hurt very bad because it's going to be Mexican truck drivers that are transporting the goods throughout the country, not only on the Trans-Texas Corridor, but all these other corridors that they're talking about building and the toll roads that they're implementing. And we'll take a break. Don't forget, you're listening to the RBN RepublicBroadcasting.org network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Michael Herzog substituting for John Stadtmiller, who's out with a bug. National Intel Report. Got a few minutes left, and I want to continue this article. Here's what you can expect by allowing these Mexican trucks to come up here and haul our freight. First of all, obviously, we're going to have a problem. It's going to hurt the Teamsters Union. But Bush is allowing substandard, uninspected 18-wheeler trucks on America's highways driven by drivers who read and write in Spanish at a sixth-grade level, but allows them to give them a safety check of their trucks from a third-world perspective. That's like giving your sixth grader the keys to the car and tell him to be careful as he drives through downtown Denver at rush hour. Bush allows thousands of Mexican drivers who have never seen a snowstorm. Can you imagine, folks? Have never seen a snowstorm or driven in our insane traffic. That's like giving your sixth grader the keys to your car and have him learn how to drive in a snowstorm in downtown Chicago. How about Mexican drivers delivering tons of drugs into our country in false-bottomed or walled trailers? How about Mexican truck drivers delivering even more illegal aliens? Mexicans possess an unusual propensity for drinking. How many of you, because the alcohol is a lot cheaper down there, folks, because they don't have all the taxes that we do up here. How many of you want to drive on the same road as a hungover or drunk Mexican truck driver? How about terrorists paying Mexican drivers to carry WMDs into the USA? You know, that's possible, folks. Off the subject for a minute, off this article. You know, I went down and I was on the border with Glenn Spencer, who runs the American Border Patrol. I drove down there to interview him for one of my radio shows. And Glenn, on his website, has a video of him actually walking across the border, not once, but twice, with a suitcase large enough to hold a suitcase nuke. That's a true story. It's on his website. All right, back to my article here. As soon as Mexican drivers establish themselves, American trucking companies will start hiring them for half or even a third of American wages. The reasoning will be Mexican truckers drive cheaper. Soon Bush will say Mexican truckers do the jobs that Americans won't do. Somewhere in the middle of this little shindig Bush created, American truckers will strike back. Their anger will seethe below the surface as they drive down the interstate. They'll see Mexicans at their truck stops. They'll hear them speaking another language. They'll see Mexican flags and Mexican trucks. They'll see baseball caps that read, "Your New America." First, you'll hear of an incident where an American trucker cut the airlines or deflated the tires on a Mexican truck. Then you'll hear a huge pileup with a Mexican truck. Later, you'll hear about American truckers playing cowboy football with their leather boots with Mexican drivers used for the pigskin. Following that, you'll hear about riots in the truck stops with American truckers busting Mexican heads. It's not too much for illegal aliens taking away hotel jobs from American workers, landscapers, drywallers, painters, and fast food workers. It's yet another thing to take jobs away from American truckers. 4 million truckers' families depend on a living wage that will be taken away by Mexican drivers. American truckers are big, smart, savvy, and protect their own. They're not going to take kindly of Mexican truck drivers horning in on their work. You know what? Bush made a huge mistake. 9/11, WMDs, Iraq, open borders, total failure with Katrina, the surge, federal debt, outsourcing our jobs, the homeless, America's schools, hospitals overwhelmed, prisons overloaded with illegals, American deaths from drunken illegals, and much worse. But giving Mexican truck drivers jobs over our American truckers will prove a national disaster. It proves to me that Bush doesn't understand, nor does he care about American workers, and he most certainly doesn't care about American truckers. That's a big 10-4. Stick with us. We're at therepublicbroadcasting.org. It's over with, right? I'm done? All right. We'll see you next time. Well, John will.
You got headaches?